Welcome to the podcast book, Walking in Faith, written and read by Tim Greenwood. Episode 4, Chapter 9, Conclusions. Warning. I mean it. This is a warning. I believe that you need to be warned or forearmed or forewarned about something. Satan is happy just to keep you in a state of non-resistance. But should you disturb that status quo, say by acting on your faith and winning a victory over his influence, he will likely come against you in some way to attempt to negate that victory. Now, if you're too strong, then he may come at you from another direction or through someone else close to you. Therefore, while you are celebrating your victory, keep your armor on, your sword and your shield at the ready. Keep it handy and be on guard. Now, this is very important. Listen to me carefully. What you've just been taught is not something that you just use when you get sick. See, once you start this, you can't quit. It must become a way of life. You must get in line with God's Word, make changes in your life, and develop your fellowship with Him. If you don't, you run the risk of losing your healing during the devil's counterattack. And I'm sorry to say, the counterattacks will come. You see, even the greatest of sinners can receive the miracle of healing. However, continued divine health requires receiving Jesus as your Lord and King and commitment and trust to His Word. And you need to do this based on your intimate knowledge of God's love for you, knowing that God loves you so much that He'll simply do what He said He's going to do. Now, this is really all you need. I could have written volumes on this very deep and rich subject, but the basic teaching is all you need to receive your complete and total healing right now. I trust that the information in this book has helped you as much as it helped me. And if you learn what I learn and believe what I believe and do what I did, then you will receive exactly what I received. For praise God, I am healed. As I mentioned before, you need to make Jesus the Lord and King of your life. Now, how do you do that? How do you become a Christian, a Christian, a follower of Christ, a subject of Jesus, King Jesus? What you do is you go before your Heavenly Father and you make Jesus your King. And the way you do that is through a prayer. It's a very short prayer. And I'm going to read one to you that's very similar. And all you have to do is read this prayer as you believe it with your heart and say it with your mouth and establish a contract between you and God. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I present myself to you. I pray and ask you to forgive my sins, and I ask Jesus to be Lord and King over my life. I want to be a citizen of His kingdom. According to Romans 10:9, I believe it in my heart, so I say it with my mouth. I establish a contract. Jesus has been raised from the dead, and this moment I make Him Lord and King over my life. Now, Jesus, come into my heart. Come and dwell within me. I believe at this moment I'm saved. Now, say it right now. Just say, I am reborn. I am a Christian. I am a child of the Almighty God because you just got adopted. Praise God. Now, another thing that's very important was that after studying the Bible for almost 30 years, I didn't learn all this stuff. It wasn't until I got filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit began teaching me these things. How do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Again, it's another prayer. So I'm going to read that prayer to you right now, but just listening to me isn't going to do it. Neither is a salvation prayer. You have to pray it. You have to go, because what you're doing is you're going before Father God and petitioning Him that you can enter a contract with Him. Here we go. This is a prayer for baptism in the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I am a believer. See, now, first of all, you got to accept Jesus as your Lord and King. I am your child, and you are my Father. Jesus is my Lord. He's my King. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. I believe with all my heart that your word is true. Your word says that if I ask, I will receive the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my King, I'm asking you to fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Because of your word, I believe that I now receive, and I thank you for it, by faith. I believe that the Holy Spirit is within me now. Now, Holy Spirit, rise up within me. And as I praise my God, I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me utterance. Amen. Praise God. Not only do you get baptized with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit comes and begins to teach you, but you get your own prayer language that the devil can't understand to interfere with communication between Father God and you. Hallelujah. Now, the following is a prayer for your health and healing. Now, this isn't the only prayer that you can pray, but it's a good example. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I confess your word concerning health and healing. As I do, I believe that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish exactly what it says that it will. I believe that I'm healed according to 1 Peter 2:24. Your word says that Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Matthew 8:17 says, therefore, I boldly stand with great confidence on the authority of your word. I declare that I am redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease, and I refuse to tolerate its symptoms on me anymore. Satan, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim that your principalities, your powers, your rulers of darkness, of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places are bound from operating against me in any way. I am loosed out of your hand. I am the property of the Most High God, and I give you no place in me. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Now, Father, I believe that your word says that the angel of the Lord encamps round about me and delivers me from every evil work. No evil shall befall me, no plague, no calamity shall even come near my house. I confess that your word abides in me and that it is life and medicine to my flesh. The law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ operates in me, and I am free from the law of sin and death. I hold fast my confession of your word, and I stand immovable, knowing that health and healing belong to me right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want you to consistently begin using that shield of faith by praising and thanking God for your healing. And if at any time you should see or feel any manifestation, even the slightest hint of it, of the illness that had come on you previously, I want you to jump on it with both feet and use that shield. Let me ask you a question. Has this book helped you? See, if this book has helped you, then please partner with us to help us get it into the hands of other people. The Word of God says that one must plant a seed in order to reap a harvest. We are asking you to plant a seed into the good ground of Tim Greenwood Ministries in the amount of $5, $10, $20, or more a month to help us print, package, and mail copies of Walking in Faith to tens of thousands of people just like you all over the world. By partnering with us, you become part of a worldwide ministry that is providing hope, building faith, and proclaiming healing through the broken body of Jesus Christ by the power of His Holy Spirit. Every person saved, every person healed, every person delivered and filled with the Holy Spirit through this ministry will be credited to your heavenly account, just as if you were out here doing the work. Plus, we pray for our partners every single day. Now, no gift amount can be too large or too small. Every dollar helps us to do more. You may send your checks or money orders to Tim Greenwood Ministries, P.O. Box 1904, that's 1904, Arcadia, California, 91077. Or you can give online by credit card by using the TGM Contribution Center on the TGM website, which is www.tgm.org. We also accept PayPal. And that's on the front of our website, down at the bottom. We found PayPal to be both a safe and secure way for our partners to set up automatic monthly giving, as well as to send us one-time donations. We have a PayPal portal on the bottom of the main page of the TGM website, again, www.tgm.org, which will allow you to do either way. Tim Greenwood Ministries is a 501c3 California nonprofit religious organization, and if you live here in the United States or any other country that allows you to take tax deductions for that, we qualify. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Walking in Faith, a book by Tim Greenwood. If you've liked what you've heard, please visit our website, timgreenwood.org, for more information about other books by Tim Greenwood, or just visit the Tim Greenwood page on Facebook and leave a comment about what you thought about the book. This patio book has been provided via a Creative Commons Attribute Non-Commercial Non-Derivative 3.0 Unported License. The music used in this production is used by permission of Prolific Arts Incorporated.